Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wataru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan Karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wataru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan Karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
Welcome, everybody, to the program, Martial Arts Talk Radio. I'm your host, Danny Venna. Today is Saturday, January 5th, 2013. Tonight's show, we're going to give a shout-out to Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan Alan Woodman, the host, and his co-host, Sensei Timmy Prisk. Every Wednesday at 12 noon, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for 2 hours each show. You can speak to the host, 347-237-4818. I want to talk to you real quick about the book that Shihan is putting out, through Sidekick Publications, and that we are now into the fifth day of the year. So anybody who wants to submit their bio, high-resolution photographs, along with contact information, you can do so and send everything to SenseiAlanWoodman@yahoo.com. I'll spell that. That's SenseiAlanWoodman@yahoo.com. Get those bios in. Make sure you put high-res photographs as well as contact information. And then our second shout-out goes to Sifu Alan Goldberg with Action Power Hour radio show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And to speak to the host, Sifu Alan Goldberg, you can call 713-955-0323. Dana Stamos has a website for us to use at worldwidedojo.com. Go onto the website, register your dojo, talk about your students, promote your seminars. There is a link there for Sidekick Radio. When you go onto the home page, there's a little widget that you can click on and listen to current shows and also shows that have already been archived. And that go onto the website, take a look at some of the tools that she has available to promote your dojo, seminars, workshops, all different kinds of events, tournaments. It's a wonderful place to advertise your wares, if you will. So that's Dana Stamos at worldwidedojo.com.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan Karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Did a little advertisement for the museum, the Martial Arts Museum, Michael Matsuda. They tell me it's a wonderful place. All of the exhibits that they have, some of the history going back, some of the artifacts that they've been able to collect through the years. They say the space is really done up, you know, just I guess architecturally, it looks very beautiful. It's very aesthetically pleasing to the eye. And that we were talking about it the other day on Sidekick Talk Radio, and that Michael Matsuda had called in. Gian Allen Woodman was at an event, and I guess everybody got to see and take some pictures. They put them up on Facebook, which was awesome. Thank you for that. Today I was talking to one of my buddies out in Long Island, and we were talking about how we used to use the front snap kick and the roundhouse kick as like a jab, almost to keep the attacker off you, and then follow up with a succession of techniques to either finish or, you know, apply a joint lock for control. And that it was funny because we were on the phone, we were talking about sometimes Sensei would send in a second attacker, sometimes a third, even a fourth, all depending on, you know, your skill level. And using the front snap kick and roundhouse combination was always a good way to knock somebody off their path. Hit them with a good front snap kick like a jab. That'll stop them in their tracks and spin those hips around and hit them with a roundhouse kick all in the same second. So, you know, using the follow-up, usually a back fist, maybe a couple of punches, an elbow, and then gaining control of an arm or maybe stepping around the rear of the opponent and grabbing the neck, a little filtering control to spin the head around, put it exactly where you want the head to be. And, you know, we basically started off using different ways of deceiving the opponent, such as, you know, maybe a low kick, like to the calf, maybe a little bit of a harder kick to, let's say, the Charlie horse area, the thigh area. And what that would do is get that knee-jerk response where 9 chances out of 10 to either drop their hands or go to step backward with that leg to get it away from getting hit again. And it was in that step that you planned your attack, obviously. So we were talking about it, and we were also talking about the timing that, you know, as you practice, as you get better and better at trying to deceive your opponent in such a way that, you know, you make them think that you're going to do, let's say, something from the left side, where you really, your intention is to execute something from your right side. But unless you set it up, and that's one of the things that makes for great tournament fighters. Because with the point system and the way the point system works, as soon as there's a contact, usually, unless it's at black belt level, you know, the head Sinbon usually stops the match and then asks for the rest of the referees to score the point. And sometimes what happens is, in that process, one of the things that I see when I go to tournament is, after a point may be scored by a fighter, one of the things that really turns my stomach is when the fighter thinks that they scored the point and they turn around and start walking away from their opponent. Well, unless the head Sinbon stops the fight is still live. And I have seen so many times that, you know, the fighter that thinks they scored spins around and walks away. And, you know, one thing that Sensei was very, very keen on was not developing bad habits. Well, he would categorize that as a bad habit. Someone who comes over the top, maybe thinks they're going to score a point, hey, and they spin around and walk away. Well, just as, you know, we were talking about the other night on the program, that if you're a black belt in our dojo, you're required to work out. And that, again, you know, trying not to promote bad habits, you get in that line and, you know, you work out with, you know, and you work out at the pace that the class is working. And you throw your techniques with full power. And then, you know, when you go to a tournament, and let's say you've been working now, let's say that, you know, for argument's sake, a tournament that's coming up in September. So now we're in January. Over the next 9 months, you're going to work on, you know, your technique and how to score points effectively. And set up your techniques in such a way that even when your opponent is attacking, you're still on offense. So using a defensive posture to deceive the opponent, to turn it right into an offensive posture, was one of the things that we would work on, because a lot of times when we went to tournaments, some of the earlier tournaments, we didn't use a lot of gear. We didn't wear headgear. We didn't wear any type of body armor or under our gi pant. We didn't wear any type of shin guards or foot guards. As they started to come into the tournament scene, all those pads, you know, the stuff that they wear today, the stuff that's actually mandatory, especially for the kids to fight. So my point is that going to tournament is great, especially if you're a kata competitor or if you're a kabuto competitor. That's awesome. It's a great place to, you know, have other people critique your performance. And I think that that's a wonderful thing, especially if there are some helpful senseis there that after you do your performance and get your score, that they would spend a couple of minutes with you and give you the reason why they may have taken off a tenth or two tenths for something that they saw. So that's a good thing. But now when you do the Jukumite session and you have to operate under the rules of that tournament, it's very important for you to, one, understand the rules. Number two, make sure you understand the rules so you practice properly before the event, and that become familiar with what is allowed, what contact is allowed, and you know, try your best to use the timing that tournament allows. Usually when a point is scored, the fight is stopped, and you have a second to, you know, reaffirm what you're going to do next, because especially if you don't get that point, you have to score a point right away. So you have to set up your attack properly under the rules. Which brings me to my next topic, bad habits. Bad habits in tournament sometimes ruin good karatekas, okay? Because they do things in the tournament that are, I want to say, Americanized, all right? If you watch some of the YouTube videos of the old-timers doing their sparring matches, everything is between you and your opponent. So the focus is your eyes, your being, everything is focused on that person. Usually if you're asked to turn around, the referee has or the senbon has already stopped, you know, the fighting. So never, ever turn your back on your opponent when you're in tournament. Make sure you plan your attack using the art of deception, which means you have to practice how to deceive, you know, a fighter. And then when you actually do your attack, make sure that it's clean and crisp so that you're, once you're scored, you're insured to get the point. Remember, bad habits destroy karatekas. So when you go to tournament, make sure that you've practiced in such a way that you resemble a karateka, not somebody who's looking to score a point but doesn't care about what happens after the technique is deployed. So make sure that when you practice in the dojo with your sensei, with the other students, make the environment real, make it practical so that everybody can practice safe, and that if you're required to wear gear in the dojo, I encourage you to do so so you can minimize injury, but maybe throw your technique with a little more ferocity. And raise the level a little bit. Raise the bar each time you try to do it, because I think it's essential. And it also helps set some benchmarks in your brain as to your timing, your footwork. I cannot stress enough that trying to score a point straight away without trying to fool your opponent is something I see very frequently at tournament. But if they would just practice in a way that really, as a referee, when I, you know, when I score fighters at tournament, what I want to see them do is I want to see them set up their technique properly. I want to see them use the art of deception, which is all part of karate. It's all part of the martial arts if you study it properly. Well, these are the things that, you know, coming from Ed McGrath's School of Ishinryu, he was very intent on not always getting disqualified. You know, I mean, he wanted his students to compete. In the beginning, we used to get disqualified a lot because that Ishinryu backfist, you know, was a great setup move to confuse the attacker, or I should say your opponent, in tournament. So we have 3 minutes left. I just I might as well give another shout out to Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan Alan Woodman, the host, and his co-host Sensei Timmy Prisk with MMA Corner every Wednesday at 12 noon, every Sunday at 6 p.m. You can call into the host and use this number 347-237-4818. Shihan is running now into the new year, and we are trying to promote the new book that's coming out, and that the most important thing, if you're going to submit a bio, make sure it's concise, very informative, make sure it's written properly, that everything is accurate in the bio. When you submit the photographs, I cannot stress enough, please submit high-res photographs along with contact information. Make sure there's a way for Shihan to be able to contact you in case there are any questions or concerns. Now, when you submit the information, there are three emails that he gave me to use. One is Sensei Alan Woodman at yahoo.com. I have Sidekick Publications at yahoo.com, and then I have Sensei Alan Woodman at gmail.com. So please, if you have an instructor, or if you want to write in about your sensei, please make sure that the photographs, maybe tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about the angles and how you should take the photographs, as, you know, a waist and then a full body shot, and then actually get onto the floor, put your elbows out, and take a shot looking upward. Also take a shot, maybe if you were to climb onto a ladder and take a shot looking down. Give them different angles so that they can choose from the photographs, because now once this goes into print, you want it to be a photograph that will be part of that book, and it has to be right. So take your time. Make sure that you submit high-res photographs. Good night, everybody.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association. 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow we'll be back 11 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank everybody for listening. I see that our listeners has increased by about 300-400 strong over the last couple of days, so I appreciate that. And that tomorrow we'll be back tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for my guests, please, if you want to call in, give me a second to get you on the wire, and I'll put you right on the air live. So, again, thanks for tuning in, and I appreciate the support. Good night.